Wow, I did not see that twist coming at all. His dad being the murderer all along? I mean, how do you even come up with that? Oh, shut up, you dork. Of course you saw it coming a mile away. Let's just conveniently forget that you named half the damn cast as suspects along the way, shall we? Yeah, the detective is on the case. You're totally right, Sherlock. How did we not see it all along? I'm just teasing, you know. Watching movies with you is always fun. And I like watching you piece together your little theories, even if this one was completely wrong. Oh, that reminds me. I saw this funny meme today that made me think of you. Yeah, it was this one with this cat. Hey, here, let me check my phone. I think I have it saved somewhere. Oh, fuck. Oops. I totally forgot I had that open. Let's just, forget we saw that, okay? I mean, not like there's anything wrong with watching that stuff, you know. I bet you do it all the time. Oh, you don't? Yeah, right. And I'm the Virgin Mary. Come on. I know what guys your age are like, full of hormones. I get them too, you know? It's nothing to be ashamed of. Really? You don't watch porn? What? How do you get off then? You just use your imagination or something? What do you mean you don't? Are you telling me you've never, you know, masturbated? You don't even know how? Huh. I figured that was something everyone just kind of learned how to do at some point. Have you never been curious or anything? Never just tried experimenting? Damn, that sounds rough. It's a shame some parents are still that old-fashioned about this stuff. It's perfectly normal to want to explore your own sexuality. And I mean, well, it feels fucking great, so surely you've had, like, what, dreams or something, right? Yeah, I guess that's not really, look, the point is, you, my friend, have been missing out. I'm serious. You should give it a try sometime. Just, you know, touch yourself. See what feels good. Find out what makes you tick. You don't even know how to get started. Well, I suppose I could show you. No, you dumbass. I don't mean a video. I mean on you. I don't think it'd be weird. Neither of us is seeing anyone right now, and we've been friends for so long, this probably wouldn't even be the weirdest thing we've done together. Like, remember when you got shit-faced at that one party and I had to carry your drunk ass to my room so you could sleep it off? All while you were loudly belting the Circle of Life at 4 a.m.? Yeah, I had a fun time explaining that one to my roommates. Look, what I'm trying to say is, we've always had each other's backs, and I wouldn't mind doing this for you too, you know? It just feels like a shame for you to be missing out. Yeah? All right, great. Okay, why don't you take off your pants and underwear and I'll teach you how to jerk off? So, for starters, you never want to go in dry. You want something to get it all nice and slick, or else you're just chafing skin on skin, and that doesn't feel very nice. Some people like to use spit or lube. I've got some lotion in my bag here we can use. There. Let me just squeeze some of that onto your cock. There we go. Then we need to get you all nice and hard. I'll just rub you up and down a little. Give it some nice squeezes. Just touch it and play with it and... Oh, yeah. There we go. I feel it becoming harder and harder in my hands. That's good. All right. Now that you're fully hard, I'll start by gently stroking you. I'll just put my hand at the tip and stroke all the way down, then back up, up and down. Feels nice, doesn't it? Yeah, it can be a bit sensitive at the start, but you'll get used to it, trust me. I'll go slow for now. Yeah, you really want to make sure to get those full strokes in. Use both hands if you need to. All the way up and down, squeezing just a little so you can really feel the skin move around. I can tell you like that from those moans. No, please. Let it out if you want to. This is kind of a lesson in self-expression after all. So you can make all the sounds you want. Besides, I kind of like hearing you respond to my touch. Now, eventually, like I see right here, you'll begin to leak some pre-cum. It'll help make the head of your cock all nice and smooth. That's good, because this is where the good stuff happens. It has the most nerve endings by far, so it's extra sensitive. That means it deserves some extra one-on-one attention. Yeah, I don't even need to use my entire hand for this. I can just put my fingers on the tip and go up and down around the head. Is that good? I can tell it is. You're practically squirming. I bet if you're feeling adventurous, you can make yourself come just by teasing and playing with the tip. Or how about this spot right here? Just below the head on the underside of your cock. Yeah, it's called the frenulum, and it's even more sensitive than the tip. You like it when I rub little circles there with my thumb? Yeah. So many little sensitive spots to make you feel good in all the right places. An untapped gold mine of pleasure. It's a good thing you have me here to show you just how to do this. Alright, enough of that teasing. I'll stroke you fully again. Hey, I may not have a cock myself, but I still know my way around one. You can use different stroking techniques too. Like this one, where I use both hands and twist around in opposite directions. You can get creative, you know? There's even toys you can use. Yes! Toys are not just for women. There's plenty of fun toys made specifically for cocks. Or you could just, you know, put a vibrator against it. I'm sure it'll feel great regardless. And of course, you can't forget about the balls. That's where all that creamy goodness is stored. So make sure you give them some special attention. Nothing too rough. Just some light caresses and squeezes. Just like this. Oh yeah, you're really squirming now. And I feel you throbbing in my hand. I can tell you're getting close. Of course you can come, you idiot. God, can you imagine if I teased you for so long, building up that pleasure, getting you this close to the edge, and then just left you like that? I'd be a horrible friend. No, I'm gonna speed up all the way, and you can just come wherever you want all over me. That's right. It feels so good to be so close, doesn't it? Just let go and bust all over me. That's it. Come for me. Fuck yeah, that's it. Keep coming. Let it all out. There you go. Wow, that was... I don't think I've ever seen anyone come that much. I guess that's what being so pinned up does to you. It's a good thing I still need to get changed into my PJs anyways, because these clothes... Man, you got that everywhere. Here, let me grab a towel and wipe it off my face. No, it's fine, really. Did you enjoy that? Felt really good, didn't it? Yeah, that's what you've been missing out on all this time. But at least now you know how to, you know, take care of your needs and you can just do it however. Really, it was no trouble at all. In fact, I thought it was kind of hot seeing you like that and knowing that it's me making you feel that way. I guess if we're exposing ourselves here anyway, I've always thought you were really cute, you know? Yes, even before I had your cock in my hands, but that definitely helped solidify my feelings. Really? You like me too? God, why didn't I say anything sooner? I guess... I was scared you wouldn't like me back and it would drive a wedge between our friendship. But at least we know now. And all because I accidentally left that stupid tab open. This isn't how I expected this sleepover to go, but I can't say I regret it. So I guess we're a thing now. That's good. Because I have plenty of other fun things to teach you.